I'm getting uncomfortable. No, those weren't the words of my houseboy Paco after I lost the belt to my shorty rope. It was actually from the great mumbler Benicio del Toro, star of the 28-hour-long epic Che. After being peppered by questions from folks who remembered factually the suffering at the hands of the newly deified revolutionary slash homophobe, according to the Washington Times, after a screening of the film, Benicio granted an interview to the film press, who are usually a mass of celebrity ass-kissers wrapped in a cocoon of anti-Americanism. So imagine Del Toro's surprise when some old man actually pressed him on the real history of Che, that he was a heartless killer, a creator of forced labor camps, and a Stalinist who relished executing critics without much thought. But no one needs to hear that crap. After all, it gets in the way of the story, as Benicio admits, quote, "We have to admit a lot of stuff about his life," unquote. The actor did get upset finally over the sheer rudeness of hearing the phrase concentration camps used by a man who was really in one of them. It was then Benicio knew it was time to leave. So like many people who went to see his movie, he walked out of the interview well before it ended. It's a shame that in real life, Cuba had to stay through till the end. And if you disagree with me, then you, sir, well, you are worse than Hitler.